让我们可以很清楚的看见，他的降生使一切接受他为救主的人可以坦然的面对恐惧。
So because his birth would help everyone who has put their trust in him to be able to face fear with courage.
并且呢，不但不会再恐惧，而且我们可以有欢心、有喜乐来面对这一切的困苦。
So when they face sadness or trouble, not only that they do not fear, but the fear is turned into great joy.
天使说不要惧怕。
The angel said, "Do not be afraid."
另外一个，他讲的是我报给你们大喜的信息。
And then the angels continue on and said, I bring you good news that will be a great joy to all the people.
使惧怕转为欢心。
Turning great fear to great joy.
我们看首先呢，主耶稣基督如何来使我们的惧怕可以转为欢心呢？
How would Jesus turn our great fear into great joy?
真光照亮了黑暗。
Because true light will overcome darkness.
圣经形容这个世界是黑暗的，这个就凸显了人们在属灵上的悲惨光景。
The scripture often describes the world as a place of darkness, and that's to outline the miserable spiritual state of this world.
主耶稣他自己告诉我们说他是光，他说光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
The Lord Jesus often described himself as light. He said, I am the light. So he said, the light has come into the world and people love the darkness rather than the light because of their works or evil.
所以你可以看很多的犯罪都是在黑暗当中进行的。
And we see that many crimes were committed in the dark.
那我们举目所见，其实呢，我们周遭的这政治社会、经济、工商、学术等等的领域里面都有许多的黑暗面。
So if we really look carefully around us, we can see that in all aspects, all areas of society, including the politics, the economy, the finance, the industry, even academic or religion, there are dark sides in every area of society.
那其实不只是在我们周遭的这个世界里面，扪心自问，我们每个人自己的心里头，在我们的生活当中也有许多的黑暗面。
So we don't even have to look far, we just look inside ourselves, we'll see there are many darkened areas in our hearts.
所以我们常常讲说见不得光或见光死，这就告诉我们，我们的世界，我们自己有许多时候是在黑暗当中的。
We often say that something has to be under the table or hidden from the light. That means those areas we dare not expose them.
那这个世界在属灵上的黑暗是怎么来的呢？其实是来自魔鬼撒旦无所不用其极的蒙蔽。
So where did the spiritual darkness come from in this world? It comes from Satan, who has used every means to darken the world.
所以保罗他讲得很清楚，说不信主耶稣的人其实是被这世界的神，也就是魔鬼撒旦来弄瞎了心眼，说他们的心眼被魔鬼遮蔽了。
So the Apostle Paul wrote it very succinctly that these people who did not see the glory of God is because in their case the God of this world, which is Satan, have blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel.
我们中间绝大多数人都是这个样子。
So many of us among us here were this way and are this way.
我自己以前不仅是被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，我还逼迫基督徒。
I myself not only was blinded to see the truth of gospel, I even participated in persecuting Christians.
所以刚才我们唱的那些诗歌真的非常触动了我的心弦。
So as we sang those songs or listened to those songs, it really touched my heart.
主耶稣基督从高天道成肉身到我们的中间。
That the Lord Jesus came down from heaven, the most glorious place to be among us.
他为了要拯救像我这样邪恶的人。
And what he came down here for is to save sinners, wretched sinners like me.
是为了要将他的真光照入我们黑暗的生活里面。
So that his light, his true light will shine into our hearts, the darkened hearts.
那么魔鬼到底是怎么来弄瞎了我们，怎么来蒙蔽了我们呢？
So how did this, devil cover our eyes so that we did not see the light?
首先我们可以看到就是宗教跟异端。
So we can see first different religions and heresies.
宗教是以假乱真，异端则是以假混真。
So they use false religions and heresies to confuse people about what's the true one.
那异端他在这个里面则是将错误的教导想要来混入我们的真理当中。
So in heresies they mix wrong teaching into what appears to be true so that we absorb the wrong ones.
所以我们要弄清楚，基督徒们，我们要弄清楚，我们所相信的不是基督教，我们所相信的是主耶稣基督他自己。
So, Christians, we need to remember that we're not believing into a religion. We're believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, His person.
那另外一个方法，魔鬼撒旦来迷惑我们，来蒙蔽我们，就是各种的偶像。
So, another way that the devil, Satan, confused us or blind us was to use idolatry.
有形的或无形的。
Some idols were visible, and some idols were not visible.
你可以看到啊，在台湾啊，甚至于有庙宇把玛利亚、把主耶稣通通放进去当他们的神了。
So in Taiwan, there are many different temples and shrines that would put all kinds of images, including Mary and Jesus.
那这个还不只是这样宗教上的偶像啊，你可以看到这个世界上有许多很崇拜那些影星歌星的追星族啊。
So some of the idols were not religious idols, some of the idols were celebrities, and there are people who are so crazy about the celebrity, they follow them every move, every word.
哈，那还有些人呢、啊、就很自恋呐、
啊。And there are some for whom the celebrity is him or herself.
啊，我这么帅，我这么棒。
So they see themselves as the best ever.
啊，他们崇拜自己。
So they literally worship him or herself.
这就告诉我们说，我们在属灵上都在黑暗里面。
So this tells us that we are living in a dark world spiritually.
那我们感谢主，基督耶稣他来到这个世界上，就是为了让人们借着他来得到生命的真光。
So we thank the Lord that he came here into the world so that people can receive the true light through him.
主耶稣他就讲了，他说：“我是这世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
So I am the light of the world. So he who follow me will receive the light of the world.
所以他这个光啊，主耶稣就是他特别强调，他这个光啊，照亮世界上每一处的黑暗，包括我们的内心深处。
So this light will shine through into every dark place, including the dark places in our heart.
还不只是如此啊，他的光所照到的这个地方，就除去了我们一切的惧怕。
And not only that, it has dispelled darkness, but also dispelled fear.
所以我们感谢神，神就是爱。
We thank God because God is love.
我们信了主，我们就进入神的里面，就进入他的爱里面。
So after we believe Christ, we enter into the presence of God and we enter into His love.
所以这就是在圣经里面特别强调了，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
So that's why the scripture says there's no fear in love because perfect love casts out all fear.
感谢 主，主耶稣他如此的爱我们，他爱我们，这个爱就除去了我们一切的害怕。
Praise the Lord, for Christ Jesus so loved us, and when we are in His love, that perfect love will cast out our fear.
那这样的一个爱呢，还护庇了苦难。
And in that love, it also protects and delivers us when we are suffering.
这个世界充满了苦难。
And this is a world full of suffering.
愁苦似乎总是与我们啊，如影随形。
And sadness seems to follow us everywhere unavoidable.
约伯记五章七节说：“人生在世，必遇苦难，如同火星飞腾。”
So the Job 5:7 says, "The man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward."
我们现在生活很方便，要煮东西就打开电炉，打开瓦斯炉，还就可以煮了，很方便。
So now we live in a world of convenience. We can just turn on the stove and cook things very easily.
我们现在不太有机会能够看到火星或星火飞腾了。
We don't have to light a match to see the spark flying up.
可是如果你去露营啊，你要弄那个萤火篝火啊，你还是有机会看到星火飞腾。
So, but if you go camping, you have to light the campfire, then you'll be able to see when the wood started burning, the sparks coming up.
你稍微搅动一下那些柴火，你就看到火星就迸发出来了。
Yeah, so when you have to stir up the fuel, firewood, you will see that the sparks will fly out.
你能够算得清楚你搅动出来多少的火星吗？
Can you count how many sparks come up?
没有办法。
No, you can't.
照样我们也没有办法来数算清楚我们这一生一世到底要经历多少的苦难。
And neither can we count how many times we come across difficulties, troubles, and sadness.
那有人呢为着家庭问题而愁苦。
Some have issues coming from family.
例如以撒和利百加为着他们儿子以扫的婚姻啊心里愁烦。
So, even in the biblical time, Isaac and Rebecca, were deeply troubled by his son Esau's marriage.
我们都希望我们的儿子娶到好太太，希望我们的女儿嫁到好丈夫，不是吗？
When we have children, we all wish that our children will marry well.
还不止如此，现在还要担心更多了，因为交通太发达了，资讯太流通了，我们还要来担心说我们儿子将来是不是能够有好的岳父岳母，我们的女儿将来是不是有好的公公婆婆。
And not only worry about the person they married into, but also the family that person come from. So your in-laws, how they are like.
那你看哈拿呢，他结了婚，她其实有一个很疼爱她的老公，可是她因为自己不能生育而心里愁闷。
And Hannah, in biblical time, she had a very loving husband, but she was deeply saddened because she didn't have children of her own.
那么其他的人呢，是为着在生活当中遭受了横逆而愁苦。
And some went through a tough lot.And they get sad because of that.
例如以色列百姓呢，他们在埃及的时候，因为做苦工而觉得命苦。
The Israelites moaned and groaned because they were suppressed and they were forced into hard labor.
那约伯因为遭遇了接二连三的祸患而痛苦到一个程度，开口诅咒自己的生日。
And Job, after having so many misfortunes, losing his family and losing his health, he started cursing the day he was born.
那有人呢则是因为取舍难定而愁苦。
And some had trouble because they had tough choices to make.
他们知道有些事情是该做的，可是他们不想去做。
So they may know the right thing to do, but they are not willing to do the right thing.
有些事他们不该做的，可是他们就偏偏喜欢做。
They know what they shouldn't have done, but they kept doing it.
你看有一个年轻的这个犹太的权贵，在听了主耶稣基督的教导，然后主耶稣基督知道他所看重就是钱财，他偏偏有很多钱，所以主耶稣教导他要变卖钱财去周济穷人，他觉得太难了。
So, there was a young rich ruler who was very impressed with Jesus' teaching. So he came to Jesus asking him for advice, and Jesus knew this person was not only rich, but also treasured his riches very much. So told him that you have to sell all your possessions and give them to the poor.
他之所以取舍难定，是因为他害怕当他为了要追求那真实的生活的意义来舍掉了他现在身边拥有的这一切的时候，他会失去依靠。
So he became troubled because on the one hand he wanted to pursue the true meaning of life, but on the other hand that pursuit may cost him all that he had, which he did not want to let go.
你看，我们生命当中其实有这么多的愁苦啊。
So see how many things can trouble us in our life.
那以前的人呢、啊，是为着没有东西吃而愁苦。
So in the old days, people suffer because they didn't have enough to eat.
现在许多人是为着吃太多而愁苦。
And now people get troubled because they ate too much.
那无论如何。无论我们所遭遇到的是什么样的悲哀，什么样的苦难，我们借着主耶稣都可以胜过这一切。
But no matter what we face, whatever reason that we have trouble in our heart, we can overcome by the strength of Jesus Christ.
我们大家一起来读这一段的经文，腓立比书四章十三节。
So let's read together Philippians 4:13.
好，大家一起来。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。Again,
I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
感谢主，所以我们靠着那加给我们力量的主耶稣基督，我们什么都可以做，我们什么苦难都可以胜过。
So praise to the Lord who has given us the strength so that we can do all things through Him who strengthens me. We can overcome all sorrows and sadness.
那我们靠着主耶稣基督不仅可以胜过苦难，不是刚刚好胜过，圣经很清楚地告诉我们说我们这个胜过还是得胜有余。
So we don't just barely make it. With the strength of Christ we are more than conquerors as the Bible tells us.
理由很简单，因为没有任何的受造的可以将我们与神的爱隔绝。
The reason is very simple, because nothing that's createdcan separate us from the love of God.
而这个爱是在我们的基督耶稣里的。
Because that love in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣还进一步呢，他不只使我们来胜过这个苦难，他让我们来胜过了这个患难，这些苦难的里面最严重的剧度，然后也让我们胜过那苦难的根源，那就是什么呢？死亡跟罪恶。
So our Lord Jesus not only give us the strength to overcome the suffering and tribulation that we face, but also overcome the sting and the root of these sufferings, and that is death and sin.
讲到我们华人哦，讲到我们 Chinese，大家应该都可以承认一点，我们怕死怕个半死啊。
So there's something very common about Chinese, and that is we are afraid of death. We're scared half to death just by talking about death.
所以我们就避免很多跟死亡有关的事。
So we avoid talking about anything related to death.
中国人最不喜欢的数字是四号啊。
So we avoid this number four.
为什么？因为四跟死谐音啊。
Because it rhymes with with the death.
所以买房子最好不要尾数是四号。
So they avoid the address that ends with a four.
最好电话号码最后一个那个也不要是四号。
Or the four telephone number avoid four.
这个我在台湾还碰过有人买房子啊。 他的这个门牌号码都没有四，可是他还是不要，因为门牌号码几个这个几个字加起来还是四。
So there's someone that I knew in Taiwan that not only avoided the explicit four in his house number, but because all the number added together equal four, he would still avoid that address.
所以你看，我们真的是被死亡给重重的捆绑，严严的捆绑啊
！Because we are held bondage by the fear of death.
所以对我们而言，死亡是人生最可怕的苦难。
So to us, many of us who have been held in this bondage, death becomes the greatest fear for us.
所以秦始皇他想要长生不老，他找那个药啊。
So the old Qin emperor, the first emperor of China, in order to avoid death, he sent out people to search for that herb of life.
那中国的道家也想要炼丹呐，来让我们可以长生啊。
And so there is the Taoism that try to make their own
the special chemicals.
Some sort of special medicine, chemicals that can make a person live forever.
Hey.现在的医学不是正在想要来这个看看怎么样改造人的基因，让人们可以活得更久吗
？And now there are some in science and medicine trying to edit the genome of a human being so that the human can live longer.
那其实死亡是跟随人的罪而来的。
But in fact, death comes because of sin.
你没有胜过罪恶，你就不可能胜过死亡。
If you do not overcome sin, you cannot overcome death.
哥林多前书讲得很好。
So First Corinthians stated.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们靠着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
He said, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God."Who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ?
那基督啊，还更进一步将我们的苦难化为喜乐。
So now Jesus not only help us overcome the sadness, but also turn them into joy.
所以在这个诗篇第八十四篇的五到七节，就特别谈到了。我们这些找到正确的信仰的人，可以在经过流泪谷的时候，这个泪可以因为神的恩典而转化为生命的泉源。
So, Psalm 84 describes a group of people who have found the true faith, in God, and that's.Because of this faith, because of what God does, to turn the tears of sadness into spring of life, of joy.
那保罗他在罗马书第五章还讲得更好，他没有说啊，其实圣经没有一个地方说我们信了主之后，他从此就保佑我们无灾无难了，圣经从来没有这么说。
So the scripture never said that once we believe in Christ, we will never have trouble, we will never face any difficulties. No, didn't say that.
但是圣经告诉我们可以靠着主来在患难当中得着喜乐。
But the scripture does say that through our faith in Christ, we canRejoice even in the time of trouble.
所以保罗说，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
So Paul stated that not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings.
南加州不久前呐，这个大火啊，烧掉很多房子，其中有一栋是我们认识的弟兄他们的房子。
So there was a fire in Southern California not long ago. Many houses were burned down. One of the houses burned down belonged to a brother that I knew very well.
其实我不是直接知道，我从别人那边知道。
I heard about this happening through someone our mutual friends.
我们那个朋友告诉我说，这位弟兄呢，他跟他太太两个啊，这个经过那个叫做 evacuation， 就是叫什么叫 撤离撤退疏散 okay, 好
okay, so, yeah, so when the evacuation orders were given
那等到他们这个回到家发现什么都没有了
so they left and then when they returned after the evacuation they found that the house was burned to the ground
那真的只剩下一些金属的东西还在
so only something that's metal still standing
那他们教会里的人就想办法安慰他们啊
so brothers and sisters in the church try to comfort them
所以 这对夫妻到教会的时候，大家就心里在想着该怎么说啊。
So when they walked into the church, and if other people knew they've lost their house, and they were thinking, how should we comfort them? What should we say?
这对夫妻一走进这个礼拜堂的大门，手牵手举起来，感谢主，我们还活着。
So when they walked in, the first thing they did was to raise their hand and say, praise to the Lord, we are living, we walk in here.
这不是他们脑筋坏了，烧坏了。
Now it's not because they were so in shock from the fire that they somehow become delusional.
因为他们知道生命中有主。
But rather that they knew they have the Lord in their hearts.
即使你有损失。
Even if you suffer losses,
主还是会继续供应，丰丰富富供应你所需要的一切。
The supply from the Lord will provide all we need.
是不是啊
Amen?
Amen 感谢主那么他不只是将我们的这个恐惧来转化为喜乐圣经还告诉我们主耶稣基督的降生也是使荣耀与平安并行
So not only that he turned the sadness into great joy but also the glory goes hand in hand with the peace
经常说在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人
So we heard this verse many times today. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to them, those on whom His favor rests.
我们基督徒啊，很喜欢彼此道平安。
So there's greeting. In our greeting, we often say shalom or peace.
我们在分手的时候，不只说再见，顺便再加一句平安。
So even when we part, in addition to saying goodbye, we also say peace.
主耶稣他复活之后，见到他的门徒们，他第一句话对他们说什么？愿你们平安。
So when the resurrected Lord met his disciple again, the first thing he said to them was, "Peace unto you."
一个能够讨神喜悦的人，就能够得到这个平安。
Anyone who pleases God will have this peace.
好，那。 他所喜悦的人就是讨他喜悦的人也就是怎么样呢就也就是与神有亲近的美好的关系的那些人
So those on whom his favor rests or those whom he pleases means those who have a good and intimate relationship with God
这有两个意义
There are two meanings to that
当我们接受耶稣基督，我们就照着神所喜悦的得着了儿子的名分。
So, when we trust in Jesus Christ, we receive the sonship according to His good pressure of His will.
所以这个神所喜悦的跟这个美意。 在希腊文中是同一个字
In the Greek language His purpose and the good pleasure of his will were the same word
就是 eudokia
Eudokia, that's the Greek word
所以你看看我们讨神的喜悦然后这也是他所喜欢的事情
So pleasing God and being pleased by God the same thing and also the good pleasure of God is the same use the same word
那么这个我们可以看到讨神喜悦的人呢也就是有神的旨意成就在身上的人
So those who are pleasing to God are the ones who God's good pressure is performed on him.
当我们立志行事的时候，是让神在我们的心中运行，就能够成就他的美意。
So when we make our determination to do certain things, we make up our mind, our will, it is to let God's will be operating in ourselves.
当我们得到神这样的美意，我们真的就能够有平安在我们的生命中。
So when we work according to the good pressure of God, we will have the peace of God in our heart.
那这个平安不只是指这个在环境上的平顺。
So now, peace does not mean that we live in a place where is, we're in tranquil without any disturbance.
一般人都会祈求万事如意，事事顺心，消灾解厄。
So in our tradition, when we ask for peace, often that we ask that, everything will turn our way and we don't have to face any adversity.But that's not the case, biblically.
这里的平安指的是我们内心的平安。
But here, the peace means a peace in the heart.
即使在前途未明，甚至于困顿险恶中，依然能够处之泰然，平静安稳。
And it is like anchor, in our hearts, that even when we face wild waves, uncertainties and danger, our heart is still anchored.
这是真正的平安，是内在的平安。
And that is the true peace.
所以保罗他就告诉我们说，我们如果有任何的挂虑，只要借着祷告和祈求以及感谢来告诉神。
So Paul reminded the Christians in Philippi that be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, thanksgiving.
神所赐出人意外平安，就会在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will.God, your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus.
我们不会有犹豫，不会有恐惧，不会有愁苦。
So we will be free from the sadness or the anxiety.
因为都已经被那出人意外的平安给胜过了。
Because of this peace that surpasses understanding.
保罗他还继续讲下去，他说无论在什么样的环境当中，他都可以知足。
So Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
为什么？
Why was he content?
因为我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
Because he said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
那我们感谢主，主耶稣他应许要将那个真实的平安赐给我们。
So we thank the Lord because he has promised to give us the true peace.
当他垂听我们的祷告
He hears our prayer.
当他注意到我们的苦情
He also look after our difficulties.
他要让他的平安在我们的心中作王
And he wants his peace to reign in our hearts.
他说你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯
So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
因为我将我的平安赐给你们
Peace I leave with you.
这个平安不是世人所赐的
Not the peace that the world gives to you
也就是世人不能够夺走的
And also this peace cannot be taken away by the world
再过来我们看到在至高之处荣耀归于神
So God's glory to God in the highest
这个好像电池不太够了哈 OK 好 OK我们要明白啊，这不是说我们可以给神加添什么荣耀。
Now, when we say glory to God in the highest, it doesn't mean that we can add any glory to God.
不是说因为我今天多做了一些好的事情，神就多得一点荣耀。
It's not that God has more glory by what I do or something good that I did today.
我们就要知道，神本来就配得一切荣耀，荣耀本来就都是他的。
Because glory.It was already due him. He had all the glory to begin with.
你看在祷告的主导文里面，我们常常说什么呢？因为国度、权柄怎么样？荣耀都是你的，直到永远。阿门。
So because in Lord's Prayer we often say, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory." Forever and ever.
那主耶稣基督他在世的时候给我们一个很好的榜样，就是他在凡事上总是寻求天父的荣耀。
So the Lord Jesus set a very good role model for us because for everything that he did and said, he gave all the glory to God.
他跟天父说，我在地上已经荣耀你，为什么呢？因为你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
So he, in his high priest prayer, he said, I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个荣耀是什么呢？我们将神给我们的托付，将神给我们的旨意给成全了，给完成了。
So the glory to God is when we do what God has purposed us to do on earth, what God has commissioned us to do.
所以我们所做的一切，就记得大卫他所说的，是要将神所当得的荣耀都归给他。
So just whatever we do is as King David said, to give glory the due to God.
神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，归给耶和华。
So King David instructed us say, give unto God, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength.
那主耶稣他也吩咐我们要在一个地上以好的行为来见证再来将荣耀归给我们在天上的父神。
So the Lord Jesus also commanded us to glorify God by the testimonies of our good work.
主耶稣讲得很形象。
So he really say it in a way that's down to earth that we can understand.
人点灯不是放在床底下。
When you lit the lamp, you don't hit it under the table.
我很年轻的时候曾经干过这种事哈，这个想要看漫画书啊，这个可是父母亲在旁边紧紧盯着，你学校书看完没有啊
？So when I was young, I liked to read cartoons, but my parents always watch over me to make sure I read the homework. I do the homework first.
所以就在睡觉之后，躲在那个被子里面用手电筒照。
So after going to bed, I would cover up with the blanket and then use a flashlight to read the cartoons.
这不是常态。
Now that's not what lights are normally used.
我们点灯是为了照亮周围。
So because when we light up a lamp, we want the light to be available everywhere in the room.
我们也许是小灯小光。
We may just be very faint light.
那没关系，你至少照亮你一家的人。
So at least your light is enough to light up your family.
包括你的亲戚朋友啊
or maybe even a more extended family and your circle of friends.
然后在墙里你就做你社区的灯塔，照亮你的邻居。
If you have a little stronger light, you could be the light in your neighborhood and your community.
照亮你公司的同事、学校的同学。
Or at work, a light to your colleagues and your classmates.
借着你的好行为
So through your testimony of good work
借着你向他们传扬福音
Or testimony of your words
所以使徒保罗他就告诉我们一件事情他说呢你们或吃或喝无论做什么总要为荣耀神而行
So Paul taught us that we should do all things to God's glory. He said, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你知不知道，我们连吃喝都可以荣耀神
？So even when we eat and we drink, we can glorify God.
你做谢饭祷告，你是在荣耀神。
So as you pray the prayer before the meal, to give thanks to God, you give Him glory.
我要鼓励大家星期五晚上六点来参加我们的周五团契。
So I encourage everyone to come to the Friday night fellowship on.
我们教会有一大群的很厉害的。这个大厨跟主厨啊
So we have a group of chefs and master chefs in our church
他们煮得很好吃啊
So they cook just delicious meals
所以你来吃
So you come on Friday evening
欢迎你来吃
So come
可是你来吃的时候找一个还没有信主的朋友坐在他旁边坐在他对面跟他聊天认识他
So when you come to enjoy the Friday meals sit alongside someone who may not knowChrist yet, and you know, have a good chat and help you to know that person.
这个时候不要跟已经是我们教会弟兄姐妹的坐在一起了，你去找那些未信的朋友。
So don't just mingle with those you who you already know and familiar with, but sit along someone that's new.
跟他传福音，跟他做见证，这是荣耀神。
And testify a witness for God, and that brings glory to God.
所以我的弟兄姐妹们呢
So brothers and sisters
我们是基督徒
So we are Christians
我们庆祝圣诞节的方式理当与世界不同。
So there is, that is a reason that we have a different way to celebrate Christmas aside from the world.
世人往往以吃喝玩乐、购物狂欢等来打发圣诞节。
So the world would use parties, orgies, and shopping sprees to mark this season.
而且他们有很多方法想要来取代主耶稣基督在圣诞节当中应该要有的地位。
They use all kinds of images to replace Jesus Christ from the center of Christmas season.
圣诞老人
the Santa Claus.
要记得啊，让小孩子们知道圣诞老人不是圣诞节的 理由啊。
So you should know, let your children know that Christmas is not about Santa Claus.
那有些基督徒就跟着人们说 Merry Xmas.
So some Christians even follow the worst way of saying Merry Xmas.
其实 Xmas 这个 X 的意思是没有圣诞节，没有基督的那个圣诞节。
So that Christmas become a Christless Christmas, if that's the case.
有人说那这个 X 是希腊文的 Christos 的第一个字母的这个缩写。
So some would argue that they use X because that's the first letter in the Greek for Christ.
那可是他怎么会将希腊文跟代表弥撒的那个 Mass 那个拉丁文放在一起？两个不同语文怎么会放在一起？
So but that's if you put the Greek X and the Mass, which was the Latin for Mass, so they put that together.
所以那是很奇怪的事情。
That's a very strange thing.
所以我们要让大家知道，这是 Christmas, 是 Christ.
So we must make it clear that Christmas is about Christ.
而且我常常听到人家说 Happy Holiday.
And then there are some would say just Happy Holiday.
弟兄姐妹们不要说 Happy Holiday.
So brothers and sisters insist, yes, on saying Merry Christmas.
我们听到人家说 Happy Holiday, 赶快说 Merry Christmas.
So when we receive a greeting Happy Holiday, we should respond by saying Merry Christmas.
所以让我们借着生命的见证和言语的传扬来向人们强调 Christ is the reason for this season.
So let us use our lives as witness and also our words to claim to the world that 圣诞节所庆祝的是耶稣基督。
Christ is the reason for this season.
So 圣诞节庆祝的是耶稣基督。
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
So, our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你赐下圣子耶稣。
So, you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ.
他的降生带给我们救恩。
So, his birth brought us the gift of salvation.
我们为着这个来献上感谢。
We give you thanks for this.
求你帮助我们身为基督徒的人向周遭的人们来传讲圣诞节的真意。
So help us as Christians to be able to convey the message about Christmas being related to your salvation.
盼望有更多的朋友来到基督耶稣的面前。
So we bring more to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告恳求。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.